have a special guest on the phone this morning, Dave. We have our senator, Senator Curtis King, on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing good, Senator. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
I appreciate you allowing me to have a conversation with you.
You know, we have spent part of our time this morning, Senator, sharing different perspectives on the shutdown from COVID-19. The national press, the Washington Post, is saying that 66% of Americans support the degree of restrictions that we have. That's the Washington Post. I don't know if we can take that to the bank or not necessarily. But so yeah. if they say that's true, they say that what we're doing seems good. Then we presented the fact that a new Miami-Dade County study showed that it basically backed up studies out of Stanford and USC saying that the exposure is, you know, many, many, many times wider than we believe. And so the mortality rate is pushed way down and it doesn't justify the actions that allegedly 66% of us think we should. Saw in the paper today that Governor Inslee is thinking about another extension of closure. What do you know about what the governor's talking about? Is there any information leaking out your way on all of that?
I have not heard a thing, and I normally have not heard a thing.
You're not the first call he makes? He doesn't check in with you?
I am not the first call. In fact, I haven't talked with the governor for quite a while.
Well, he's missing the boat.
That's a whole other story there. But, we've been under this order for over 6 weeks now, and we've closed down 230,000 small businesses all around the state. Our economy is going to, you know, where in a handbasket. We got to take care of our people and make sure they're safe. But in 6 weeks, we've learned, I think, how to be safe, what we need to do, you know, wear a mask, wash your hands, do some social distancing, all of those things. We know now, particularly in our county, who are the most highly susceptible, who is going to have the biggest problems with this virus. And those are the people we need to protect. But we gotta get our economy going back, or we're going to be just in a world of hurt here in a short period of time. And I believe we can do it without additional risk to our citizens.
Well, that's music to the ears of a lot of folks call this radio station. Yeah. They're ready to go, saying the same things. Protect the most vulnerable, sick, stay home, and we can practice enhanced safety and get back to work. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, and the part that bothered me the most about his order is like with residential construction and then just regular construction. You know, he said, well, all construction stopped. Oh, but no, if you're working on low-income housing, you can keep working. Well, if they can do it safely, why can't everybody else in construction do it safely, residential construction? He said, well, you can't do highway projects. Oh, but if you're working on culverts that are under a court order, which we have till 2030, by the way, you can keep working on those. And it's like, well, if you can work on those road projects and do it safely and not put those employees at harm, then why can't we do it on other projects?
Why, Senator Curtis King, are you implying there's a political component to his decision making?
Would I ever say a thing like that?
Well, that seems kind of funny.
It's like, you know, I look back at two things last week. If you were in Lewiston, Idaho, you could go golfing.
Yeah.
But if you were in Clarkston, Washington, you couldn't. if you wanted to buy a car online today, you can't buy a car online in the state of Washington unless you're essential. But you can in Idaho, Oregon, and California. But if you're essential, if you're deemed essential, which is, hey, I can't say anything but thank you to all the people that are out there working. I don't care what kind of job you have or what you're doing, whether you're a fireman, a policeman, whether you're checking out groceries, whatever. I can't say anything but great things about those people that are out there doing their job and helping us all get through this. But why can't, if Oregon and Idaho and California, because by God, we do everything California does.
You betcha.
Why aren't we able to sell cars online? We can sell cars at the showroom if you're essential. Well, what makes that so much different than selling cars to anybody anywhere, but particularly online? I mean, it's like, what kind of common sense does this not, take to understand that we're losing thousands of dollars every day because people are buying cars, but they're buying them online in Idaho, Oregon, or California?
Yeah. So, there is no science that can justify the sort of decisions that have been made that are putting us at a disadvantage in our region to all those around us. There's no science that backs that up, other than the science that the governor will be able to say, I out-greened them all. I out-limited all of them in the region because, after all, I'm Jay and that's what I do. It's ridiculous, and it's undercuts his credibility on other things when he wants to do something legitimate. And then you backtrack, like, I couldn't fish yesterday, but I can on Friday. Why? It does not make sense. And that's what people want. They want, if there's science here, okay, we're not dummies, give it to us. But if you just start throwing stuff out there like so many Democrat governors have around other parts of the country, it just doesn't make sense. And the minute there's questions and uncertainty, you're creating chaos, and that's what we have.
That's right.
Well, and we talk about all of those things, and we've said, well, what is the criteria that you're going to have to see in order to put people back to work? Well, when we see it, we'll know it, and then we'll do it.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's like,
frustrating.
No, there needs to be some guidance here. There needs to be some reason. And let's be realistic about it. We know, as I said, we know who this affects. For the most part, let's protect those people. Let's do that. I mean, I've been talking to the construction unions. I've been talking to the contractors, and they all want to protect their employees. Because I can tell you, as a former contractor or subcontractor, your employees are what make your business. And you're going to do everything you can to protect those individuals. And these contractors are the same way. If you don't have employees, you don't have a business. And you want to make sure that they're safe and healthy and can come to work every day. But we need to give them the chance to do it. Let me say one more thing. Uh-huh. Even when he said, well, we're going to open up construction, the restrictions that they've put on there to have to meet are just, extremely, in my opinion, extremely heavy-handed, and it's difficult to justify going through all of these hoops to go back to work. But they're willing to do it because they know what it is, the effect this is having on our economy.
I had heard, Senator, that like Trump's signature on the checks, Jay wanted his name on every nail, but that they finally they decided not to do that. So.
Senator, I'm wondering, are you getting any pushback? I mean, because, you talk like this in some areas in Yakima, and you're crazy. Everyone should be sitting inside, and this is serious, and, you should be wearing masks, and would you please stop it? We're getting that kind of pushback, too. I mean, are you getting any pushback on what you're saying here?
Well, the pushback I'm getting is mainly the other side of it. It's that, as an example, 2.5 weeks ago, I drove by Tahoma Cemetery. Here's a funeral. There's 50 or 60 people gathered around this grave. Yeah, and it's like, it's young people. I mean, little kids, young adults to the elderly. It's the whole gamut. But they're not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be, in this gathering. I got an email from another funeral home who said, we had this funeral. We told everybody, you got to stay in your cars. You know, you can't get out. You can't mingle. And they all got out of their cars. They all came in. They just ignored everything they said. And, you know, this is the challenge that we have. And, I mean, I don't know what in the world is happening here, but there's a gentleman that passed away in October of last year. And in the article, it says, this morning, it says, he passed away from the COVID virus. Well, that was October of 2019. And this is my concern is, you know, we're equating everything to this COVID virus. And do we really know that that's what these individuals passed away from? And let's be honest, you know, we know that almost all of the people that have passed away in Yakima County had other health issues beyond just this COVID virus. But we always want to talk about, well, we've had 1,035 or whatever the number is this morning. They never talk about the 900 that have had it of that 1,000 and have recovered.
I wish we could. Yeah, I agree. I wish we could.
I mean, we got to start thinking about this in a different light.
No, you're
than
right.
Just painting this picture that, do we need to be careful? Do we need to be protective? Yes, we do. But we got to be realistic about it and use some common sense as well.
Which, as we know, is not all that common. Senator Curtis King, we appreciate your time this morning.
Keep fighting for us over here because we just, you know, it's like we don't have a voice over here in Eastern and Central Washington. You know,
if I can say one more thing, the one of the biggest pushbacks I've got is from, I've had two or three individuals say, you know, you gotta not extend this moratorium. You gotta stop this, declaration of, I can't think of the word, but I said, well, I don't have any choice. The Constitution says the governor has issued this executive order and he has the right to do that. And he has the right to say when it's over it's supposed to be based upon whatever. But somehow we got to get our economy going, and I believe we can do it. We can do it safely, and we got to do it sooner rather than later.
You know, there was back in the 1100s, I think it was when Martin Luther split from the Catholics. He took his points of dissension and nailed them to the church door. I think we take the research that says that you can do this stuff safely. We take it over and we staple it to the governor's forehead,
that's right,
not his door, so he can get a closer look at it.
I'll let you say that, not me. But you're right. I mean, you're only going to believe what you want to believe, and that's part of the problem we have here.
Yeah. And it's a vested interest.